The holidays are here, and Kirkland's Home has everything you need to make this season shine. From beautiful tree decor and ornaments to cozy throws, candles, and festive accents, you'll find inspiring ways to deck every hall. Explore thoughtful holiday gifts for everyone on your list at prices that make celebrating even brighter. Come visit Kirkland's Home and discover great deals across the store as you decorate, gift, and gather. Kirkland's Home, your destination for a beautifully decorated holiday season. Come see us today.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You're listening to Cluck, the podcast where Ted Cluck and Josh Loftus talk about the things that make them happy. Because we can. Let's do it. Ted, my man, it's good to see you. Happy late Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, baby.
Yeah, how was your how was your Thanksgiving festivities, man?
Dude, it was nice. We kind of do the same thing every year. So we go to Nashville, we hang out with KK's brother and his family, and he always like either deep fries a turkey or does some other creative way of preparing the turkey, and we watch all three games and chat and have a nice time, man. We've been doing that for 11 years now. It's a good hang for sure.
That's nice. It's nice kind of having those consistent traditions that you just know, like, nope, this is what we're doing, and we enjoy it.
Dude, his kids are all grown up now. They're like a couple of them are married, and you know, it's crazy, man.
It's wild.
I'm getting old, Joshua. You know,
I hear you.
Time is marching on. Not to get all glum and existential. I'm not glum. How could I be glum wearing this beanie? You know what I mean?
I was going to say, dude, that is the exclusive Cluck beanie available now in the link in the description of this episode for all of your Christmas gifts and self-head-warming needs, and it's wonderful.
That's right. Limited time only. Merch drop. Yeah. I've got the Cluck beanie on because it's a little bit brisk. Yep. I don't know about you. Let's talk about thermostat stuff. I keep my house cold, dude.
Absolutely.
Love a cold house. Dude, I just, in fact, last night was November 28th, as of this recording, I turned the heat on for the first time last night. Because I walked into my house after a couple days in Nashville, and it was absolutely like an ice box in here. So So I relented. I always feel a little bit of defeat when I flip the heat on for the first time.
You're like,
it broke me. But
I know,
but
it always does. Yeah. You feel old and frail is exactly what it is. You know, you're like, oh man,
I don't feel frail in this beanie though. I feel the opposite of frail. And we do have, I'm looking at our limited inventory right now. We have a few beanies left, and we have, we have Cluck sport headbands left. So, it looks great under a semi-pro football helmet. Looks great at the gym. I use it, Josh, just to like kind of tie my hair back before I go to sleep. So
you could
even sleep swathed in Cluck merchandise.
Yeah, and swaddled your
swaddled
hair.
In a
Cluck headband.
Swaddle your hair in only the finest fabrics, Joshua Loftus. Available for a limited time. Click the link in the show notes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's what the wise men would have brought to Jesus and swaddled him in. If it had been around.
I don't want to add to scripture. I want to be careful about that.
Inferring. If it had been available.
If they'd had that. And
gold,
you know,
frankincense and Cluck headbands.
Frankincense, myrrh, the finest fabrics. And the finest fabrics, I think, would have included a Cluck headband, Josh.
I agree.
It's nice. Yeah.
And Joseph would have seen that headband. He would have taken that for himself. He would have been like, no. This is mine.
He may have tied Mary's hair back with it.
I'm going to go make some tables with this.
That's right. I love it.
Well, Ted, speaking of old man stuff, I, for the first time in my life, ventured into new territory
Yeah.
This Thanksgiving. So we hosted this Thanksgiving.
Okay. Wow.
Lauren's folks came up, her brother came up, his wife came up, and then we had somebody from the church as well.
All right.
So I, you know, being the host with the most, right? Yeah. I handle all the meat. It's what I do, right? Because I don't trust anyone else with it. No.
Dude, look at you. Clark Griswold carving that turkey.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. So we did. So I did a turkey. I did it normal just because I wanted there to be a safe bet. But for the first time, I've been getting into smoking meats.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Dude, you are running the old man playbook, dude, just page by page.
Dude, can I tell you about my Thanksgiving weekend?
Tell me about your Blackstone grill, your most, like, smoking
the,
thing.
The old man, the most old man weekend.
Wow.
Like I put a brisket. So we have a Traeger smoker. We were gifted.
Welcome to middle age, buddy. I got to do.
Dude, seriously.
Good to have you.
I have to do the. Yeah, good to be here. It's good to be here.
Dude, you're like stopping people on the sidewalk now, telling them about your Traeger, about your wood pellets, you know. Yeah,
dude.
You're like, no, but I'm going to do it on the air. I'm going to tell 30,000 people about it.
I'm going to tell a whole bunch of people right now. So I have to do the obligatory pastoral caveat. We were gifted a smoker. I did not buy
it. Oh, yeah, you didn't buy it.
Okay.
Yeah,
No. You're gifted it. And it's a nice smoker. It's Traeger pellet smoker. And, dude. All weekend was me like nursing this brisket. I put it on at like 8 at night, smoked all night.
Yeah.
Came back in the morning, right? Wrapped it, did the whole thing. Dude, I'm fully embracing being an old man. And then the day after Thanksgiving, I wake up, crack of dawn, still full of turkey.
Yeah.
And I go golf.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm out there golfing.
Yeah,
golfing, and the people we were golfing with were smoking weed the entire time. It's two guys in their 60s,
that's crazy, dude.
It was two old retired Navy guys in their 60s smoking weed,
just getting baked, dude, like that piece of brisket that you had. You know,
they were baked more than
that's
the
not
brisket
the only thing that was smoked with
holy
not the brisket, yeah.
Dude, and like as the holes went on, like their game went down and like ours went up.
I bet.
Dude, it was an incredible Thanksgiving weekend.
Dude, that's wild. That's so crazy.
Oh man. Yeah.
Listen to what I'm doing today, man. Speaking of of good
Tell
days.
Me.
So I'm recording this with you, which is obviously a blast. And then I'm sparring, and then later this afternoon I'm going to shoot. Dude, podcasting,
really?
Sparring, and shooting all the same day.
Dude,
that is the
manliest day. Right there.
I'm not smoking meat though. Dude, I haven't embraced the old man like meat smoking thing where and Zach and I have talked about this too. It's so much putzing around. You know what I mean? You gotta go out there, you gotta check it, you gotta add some pellets, you gotta wrap it. Like I don't think I like tons of putzing around. You know what I mean?
I get that.
And maybe I'll change. Maybe I'll grow into it. But
I will say this. Like the new girls. I'm gonna talk old man. The new girls limit putzing. You really it is plug and play. You put it on there and you forget about it for about 15 hours.
Okay.
And then just come back and be like, "Oh, look, smoked meat." It is.
Wow.
It has limited putts, like you can putz as much as you want. Let's just say
Dude,
that.
Now have you hit the middle-aged man like trifecta of the three-leg DraftKings parlay of golf, smoking meat, and Brazilian jiu-jitsu? Like,
dude,
are you
haven't dipped into the jiu-jitsu, dude, but I gotta tell you, dude, I hear the sirens call.
I know, dude, you hear the sirens
calling.
It's in
the back of my head. I'm like, yeah, dude, I could roll around on the mat again. I think,
dude,
that'd be fun.
Bought that.
And then, like, I threw my back out yesterday, like, waving to somebody, and I'm like, reality check.
Dude, I bought that three-leg DraftKings parlay like plus 660 for you to take up Brazilian jiu-jitsu here within the next couple months.
Yeah, and you know, I don't think it'll ever be jiu-jitsu, man. Like, I love boxing too much. Like, I really do. Like, I think I'm sticking with that. I can only handle so much old man stuff before I just want to be retired and then realize, I probably have 30, 40 years of work left in my life.
Can I tell you about another weird Thanksgiving DraftKings thing that hit for
me? Yes, please.
I had like anytime hot tub baptism at like plus 25,000 on DraftKings.
Oh, and, my goodness.
So I'm sitting in my brother-in-law's, okay? And I don't think he would mind me saying this, and I don't think any of these people listen, but like the guest list, the number of random people who kind of drift in and out of there during the day, you get some neighbors like trickling over, and
sure,
there's always like a kind of odd array of randos who just come in and like kind of filibuster for a couple minutes. And this guy comes in, another middle-aged guy, neighbor, and you know, from the neck up, he's wearing the like normal rich middle-aged guy quarter zip or whatever. But from the waist down, he was wearing like, I don't know, swim trunks or whatever, like Hawaiian shorts. And I'm texting Danny, my, what would he be to me? I guess my nephew-in-law and Tristan. And I'm like, why are these people dressed like they're going for a swim? You know, and they're all like, I don't know, this is so weird. And so,
like, should we have brought trunks? Are we going for a swim?
Yeah, there was going to be a hot tub baptism. So these two like teenage boys got baptized in my brother-in-law's hot tub, and they were like total strangers to me. And I'm like, do I have to go outside for this? You know, I'm watching Chiefs Cowboys in the third quarter. Like, do I have to get off
Someone's
the couch?
Someone's getting
for this?
Baptized in the back.
I want to see if Mahomes converts this third and long.
What in the world? Like, who baptized them? I'm so confused.
I don't know. I didn't go outside. I didn't get off the couch for it.
I don't know these people.
my view on that was kind of like, I think that's an ordinance that the church should perform. So I'm
not going to partake in that. I 100% agree with you, which is where my questions come from. It's like
I'm not really going to support the hot tub baptism. So I'm going to instead just watch Mahomes, you know.
I am in 100% agreement. Like, and my question would always be, okay, what number is this for you? How many times have you taken? It's a yearly Thanksgiving tradition. Like, now, who here is going to be baptized this year? Because we got to get the hot tub up. You know, Frank's doing the turkey. Ted, they're bringing the potatoes. Who's on the docket for baptism?
Dude, it's like plus. Yeah, tell me you're in Brentwood, Tennessee, without telling me you're in Brentwood. You know, somebody's getting baptized in a hot tub.
That's wild, man.
Tony Romo was on the call. We got a baptism, Jim. We got a baptism coming up here, Jim. They got their swim trunks on, Jim.
You know. Tim Tebow shows up just for no reason.
Dude, Collinsworth on the call. Baptism.
I like the way it's fully submerged, Ted.
I like the way those Hawaiian shorts look, Mike. I'm not going to lie. Oh, Mike,
this is the best part of every Thanksgiving season.
Mike, that water's nice and hot. It's bubbly.
It's probably scalding. Dude, can we talk through, though, just the, I guess, particulars of getting baptized in a hot tub?
And again, I didn't watch, so I can't
no, that's
have a
fair.
Lot of intel. But,
but I'm just going off of if personal, I had to get baptized in a hot tub, like, that's hot water.
Yeah.
And that does not sound comfortable.
I don't know that I've ever put my head all the way under in a hot tub, although I'm sure I did when I was a kid. But
yeah, you don't. It's not something you do.
Yeah.
Like, hot tub water, like, goes up to the chest. Like, that's about all that, like, it's hot. There's hot tub etiquette, man.
Dude, I got a hot take on the hot tub.
I don't want to know what's going on under the bubbles.
Dude, here's my hot tub take. A little overrated. You know, I always get real excited about it. I'm always like, oh, there's a hot tub. This is incredible. And I go in there for, like, 10 minutes, and I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. I feel a little... I'm done. I'm good.
Yeah. Well,
you know?
You start feeling like a crab that's just getting cooked. Like,
I'm always the first guy to kind of lift myself out of it and sit on the rim for a while.
And then,
and
that's the worst. I hate like my hot tub take. Uh-huh. I hate that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be the guy who gets up and goes like halvesies in, halvesies out, who's just like kicking his feet in the hot tub while everyone else is sitting there talking.
While everybody else bakes like a lobster. You know?
It's like, I'm going to be the frog that escapes.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Dude, speaking of hot tubs, man, I got to show you this. I uploaded a video that I want to show you.
Okay.
Are you aware of this pastor named Judah Smith?
I feel like I've heard the name, but I don't know, maybe. Give me the scouting report on him. Give me 30 seconds.
Big mega church pastor out here in Seattle.
Okay.
Okay. Like huge, big, very. I'd say definitely more on the charismatic side.
Yeah.
Like celebrity pastor guy.
He's just like, making bank, dude. Just
Dude, so much money, so much money. Yeah. And his latest endeavor, okay. My friend. And this one, here's the thing. This is a new one for me.
Okay.
We've talked about often the different like side missions, the side gigs that pastors will get, right?
Yeah.
We've got like real estate, you know, like flipping houses.
Oh yeah.
Matt Chandler's got his stake, right? Yeah. This is the first time that I've ever seen someone have a side gig involving this. I'm going to play it for you right now.
Come on, dude.
Hey friends, it's Judah Smith here. I want to take a moment to share something that's become a real gift in my daily routine. It's my Heavenly Heat infrared sauna, specifically the two-person red light model. Yep. And I got to tell you, it has become a game changer.
Dude, Chelsea, is that Judah's wife?
My skin looks better, which obviously is an advantage, and the romance continues. The truth is, in today's world, many of us are tired and have low energy. Because of our environment, it's way more toxic than we could ever even imagine. Heavenly Heat uses 100% Canadian hemlock. No glues, no chemicals.
Okay.
Okay.
He's selling saunas.
We got pastors selling saunas now. Yeah, I immediately dislike Judah Smith. Like, everything about that video made me dislike him even more than I would be predisposed to already.
Yeah.
You know, we're flexing the wife, we're flexing the wealth to have a infrared sauna, we're flexing, like, I've got some kind of an endorsement deal with the sauna. Just hard pass on Judah Smith all the way around. Although, I want to talk about something else, dude.
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Best Seller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breasts, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
The holidays are here, and Kirkland's Home has everything you need to make this season shine. From beautiful tree decor and ornaments to cozy throws, candles, and festive accents, you'll find inspiring ways to deck every hall. Explore thoughtful holiday gifts for everyone on your list at prices that make celebrating even brighter. Come visit Kirkland's Home and discover great deals across the store as you decorate, gift, and gather. Kirkland's Home, your destination for a beautifully decorated holiday season. Come see us today.
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober. Or get pulled over, paid for by NHTSA.
I want to talk about how saunas have become the new rich guy flex.
I've got a couple
of rich guys in my life who are real excited about their saunas.
Okay.
They're real fired up about their infrareds, and I'm hearing I'm I'm hearing like 30, 40 minutes on the infrared, the cold tub, how good it is for their health, you know.
Yeah.
So I've been down that road. I've taken this sauna rich guy journey before. Mm-hmm. And so Judah's just doing, he's just doing standard handsome rich guy stuff there, keeping it on the fairway in terms
of very much rich guy.
Yeah.
So where are you on this? Because I agree. I've seen the same thing happening kind of in culture, right? And talking about like old man stuff, right? Like things you get into as old man. Where are you on cold plunges?
Dude, I'm out. I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. Like, I see all these LinkedIn guys at, you know, like taking their cold plunge at 2 a.m. to start their day.
Breaking the ice before they get in, right?
Yeah, breaking the ice. I'm taking my cold plunge.
Yeah.
I haven't had a drop of alcohol in 7 years, you know.
It's my 340th day. Cold plunging every day. It's the hardest thing you'll do that day.
I take my Brazilian jiu-jitsu class at 4 a.m, run 15 miles, and then I start my work day, you know. Like, I don't know. I'm like, whatever, man. I'm sure it's good for you. Dude, I mean, when I was an athlete, I used to take cold tubs, and they are good for you. You know?
Sure.
I mean, they help recovery and all that stuff, but... and I guess here's the thing. Here's where I am. I really do love saunas. And in fact, in the late 90s when we lived in Eastern Europe, taking saunas there was part of the culture, especially like if you get the further north you get up in the Baltics. Like we spent some time in Estonia. We spent some time in Sweden. Like sauna culture is really big up there. And I loved it, dude. You go in that sauna and you know, sit for a little bit, and there's some like eucalyptus fronds in there, and then you go take the dip in the cold pool or whatever. I mean, it's nice, you know.
Right.
Obviously, if I had like unlimited money and time, I would probably get into it. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I'm like enough of a believer in the cold plunge to like make it a part of my daily life.
Yeah.
And
I agree with you. It just seems like every, whether it's the sauna, whether it's the cold plunge, there's just like the new thing that comes out that, you know, if you like, this is what successful people do.
Totally.
Right.
Totally.
Right. Like if you want to be successful, it starts with the cold plunge. And I'm like, dude, I don't think Rockefeller had a cold plunge. You know,
I don't think he did.
You know, I don't think Abraham in the Bible, who had amassed all this wealth, was starting his day at 4 a.m. with a cold plunge.
Or right? Abraham Lincoln.
Let's go through the famous Abrahams.
Yeah. Right.
I don't think Abraham in the middle of the Civil War was like, you know what? You know how I'm going to defeat the South?
That's right.
Cold plunges.
Cold plunges.
Like cold plunges.
Absolutely. Dude, let's do a quick Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Okay.
And cold plunge is on there. It's the Mount Rushmore of things that like people can't do without having to talk incessantly about how much they do them.
Oh, this is good. This is good. Yeah.
So I think
cold plunge is 100% on there.
Yeah, the Mount Rushmore of things that you have to like yap incessantly about doing. Cold plunge is on there.
I've got another one.
You go talk about
intermittent fasting.
Talk about it. Absolutely,
dude. You have to tell people your window. You gotta tell people you're fasting.
I don't start eating till 6 p.m.
It's like, sorry. I'm out
my
of my window.
My window's not open.
I can't go
to lunch.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'll go to lunch, but I'll get a water. You know.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, so we got cold plunge. We got intermittent fasting. What else is on the, like, have to talk about it, Rushmore?
I mean, Brazilian jiu-jitsu is 100% on there.
100%.
If you're doing jiu-jitsu, everyone knows you do jiu-jitsu. Everybody. Yeah.
I got my class this afternoon, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got
100%.
I got to scoot out a little early. I have to get to, you know, jiu-jitsu class. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, that's three. What's the fourth Rushmore piece?
So, okay, this is going to be an odd one for me.
Yeah.
And it's because I'm seeing it rise on social media. Mm-hmm. But I'm seeing a rise of watch guys. Have you been seeing this?
Mm-mm.
Like guys that are into watches. Like expensive, like curating the perfect watch, getting super nerdy about watches, dude. I feel like if you're a watch guy, you're telling people about the timepiece that's on your wrist. Like,
dude, isn't there a whole Mount Rushmore of like dumb crap that people do when they just have too much time and money?
Oh yeah,
like you hit a certain level of rich guy, and
you just
like,
get bored, dude. You just start spending money.
You get bored, and you're like, you know what would be cool? Like plunging into, you know, freezing water just to feel something, you know?
Yeah.
And like normal middle-class people who work for a living don't have to like force themselves to feel something. You know what I mean? Because you're
100%.
You're feeling the strain of like trying to provide for your family and working.
Dude,
know.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna take the watch guy off of you just hit it. You hit something in my head. I'm taking the watch guy off. This is the middle-aged guy that does marathons.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Dude, like the Iron Man guy.
Yeah.
Right? Who's like crawling through mud and jumping over fire once a year.
Yeah, like I got a Spartan race. I got a Tough Mudder this weekend.
Yes, the Spartan race,
yeah.
Dude. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. 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 I've been training for Ragnar, marathon here.
Ragnar 4000. It's in Tacoma,
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I've been cold plunging for 2 months.
Yeah.
Getting ready for Ragnar race.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's a problem. It's a problem. Like these guys got to stop. But I agree with you. There's you get to a point where you just have board money.
Money.
I'm bored and I'm going to spend it. And you get into the weirdest stuff.
Dude, so the sauna cold plunge thing is so great on this level. It's like I'm bored, I'm rich, I'm going to bake myself every night. And then I'm going to like essentially like slide myself into a freezer, you know? It's like
so basically you have so much money, you want to know what it's like to be homeless. That's
right.
That's I want to be cold.
I need
and
to
hot.
Feel something. Yeah.
I don't want to be comfortable.
Right. I'm
all
so
the money
comfortable,
that
I have to be uncomfortable for like 30 minutes every night.
I want to know what it's like living on a deserted island by myself with just left to the elements.
Oh my gosh, dude. Dude, that
it's
was a good
so
Rushmore.
Dumb.
Yeah, I have to
I
talk about
more.
It, Rushmore. I love it. Yeah.
I know there's more, dude. Like certain diets, dude. Like if you're, I mean, do you remember when Atkins was a thing?
Dude, I have a great Atkins story, and
do
I'm not going to name names.
Atkins, dude.
Oh yeah, I'm old enough to remember Atkins. So we were in our early 20s, and we had this family in our life who they were kind of on the Mount Rushmore of like whatever they were doing was the best thing. You know people like this, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's never like an option. It's always this is what you do. That's the thing. That's
never like, yeah, we're trying this thing out. It was like,
we'll see if it works. We'll see if it lasts. Like, no, this is the best thing you will ever do. Yeah.
Dude, so we go over to visit this family and we're just kind of dropping in, you know, and they're having dinner and they're all eating just like a bowl of meat with like a dollop of sour cream on top of it.
Yes. Yeah.
And they're like, we love the Atkins diet, dude. We cannot get enough of this.
Thriving.
It's incredible. They're like, we have so much energy. And then right after, like, the dad said, we have so much energy, his teenage daughter got up from the table and passed out. Like, she stood up fell down. And I'm like, all right, we'll leave you guys to it. Like, clearly you're enjoying this. You know,
that girl needs some carbs, man.
That girl hasn't had a carb in 6 weeks. She's literally about to die, you know.
Dude, I remember watching, I'm not even joking. This 100% happened. I was probably, Atkins was super popular when I was young. So I don't know. I was probably 12 or something like that.
Right.
I remember watching one of my family members, not my immediate, I think it was an uncle. He was doing Atkins. He was trying to do Atkins, but he wanted McDonald's so bad.
Sure
so what
he
would do, what he would do is he would go and buy the Big Macs.
Yeah.
And he'd buy a Big Mac.
Yeah.
And like take the bread off and just eat the patties.
That's incredible. That's so sad.
With the cheese. And he's like, he looks so deflated as he's doing it. So after he's got his little box of just the bread and the mac sauce, and he's just eating the patties out of the box. And I'm like, dude,
that's on the I've hit rock bottom Mount Rushmore.
This can't be worth it, dude.
Yeah.
Like this if you're it is like you're a crack addict at that point, like just trying to find some semblance of your addict life.
Okay, I've got a crazy McDonald's story for you. You want me to lay it on you, and then we'll wrap and do the Patreon.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right. So this was a week or two ago, and I was having a bad day, dude. I was glum, right?
Oh,
I was glum because I don't know, whatever. Work was hard. My job's easy. Work's never really hard. But I had to like confront a kid about using AI for his stories, and I was just kind of bummed out, got a little burned out on communicating, all that stuff. So
sure.
I was like, you know what? F it. I'm just going to McDonald's. And I never eat at McDonald's. I do it like once a year. But I was like, you know what? I'm getting a quarter pounder.
There you go.
And I'm doing it. So so I drive through, and I'm in kind of an interesting car right now. It's the little, my Fiat Spider convertible.
Dope.
So I make my order. I pull around to the first window, and the lady like takes her time opening the window, and I could tell she's like looking my car up and down. And she finally opens the window, and she was like, "Don't mind me. I'm just checking out your car, baby." And I'm like, "Oh, thank you. You know, sweet of you to say."
Sheepish Ted comes back. I mean, it's not that nice of a car. I don't know what you're talking about.
And then she pauses, and she's like, "But don't think I'm not checking you out too, baby."
Oh, no.
And I'm like,
"Just give me my
fries.
This
is great.
No. Put the fries in the bag."
Okay, but this one,
dude,
as opposed to the...
you can't escape. Hey, at least it was a woman that stopped.
Dude, that's where I was going to go. So the pharmacy one kind of bummed me out because it was a dude.
Yeah.
But this one kind of put a little wind in my sails, dude.
Sure,
if you
for
know what
sure.
I mean.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of put some wind in my sails.
Like,
I felt.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like, all right, I'm glad I came out. You know, I'm a little bit less glum.
I still got
and,
it.
Yeah. Dude, I sat in that parking lot and I ate my quarter pounder and it tasted like heaven.
Oh, I bet you
like,
it did.
Like garbage heaven.
Yeah, garbage heaven.
All right,
and then
man.
He went home and hit the cold plunge.
And then I hit the
man.
Cold plunge and I got all those toxins,
Get all the toxins out.
Dude, I got all those inflammation markers out of my body.
Yep.
You know.
Yep, absolutely.
Dude, you know what I hate? Health-obsessed dudes. It's like, you know what? Yeah. Part of being a dude is just like, I don't know, not caring a little bit. And I get it. I want to live a nice long life so I can enjoy my kids and my family and stuff. And I want to be a good steward of my body. But like, I don't know. There becomes a tipping point where, I don't know. I do think part of being a dude is just sort of like, I don't know. You remember when you're a little kid and you go out into the garage and your grandpa's got like, you know, I don't know, some snacks and like a fridge full of Bud Heavies and
And then popsicles in the freezer for the kids.
Popsicles in the freezer, hey, I got some ice cream, I got some drumsticks, help yourself, He's not sweating it about the health.
No, and Grandpa was a legend.
Yeah, Grandpa was a legend. Grandpa eats whatever he wants,
Yeah, he doesn't care. It's
he's still living
a
long time.
100%, dude. It's the guys that like bring their own salad dressing. To restaurants, and you're like, "Oh, we're not going to be friends."
Yeah, he's like, "I've already hit my macros for today.
I've already hit my macros for today, man. Yeah. I'm technically outside of my window, but I wanted to fellowship with you guys, so that's why I'm here." I'm like,
"I got to hustle
home.
Thanks. Hit the cold plunge."
I got a four p.m. hard cold plunge. I got to get there.
Dude.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. I'm out on that.
Good app, Joshua. It felt good to make fun of all those things. That was cleansing
for
me.
Yeah, it was a very condescending app. I think that's what I'm going to call it. I'm just going to call it a very condescending episode.
That'll do it.
Yeah, but ladies and gentlemen, make sure that if you enjoy this post-Thanksgiving holiday season just crap fest over all the things that Ted and I find annoying, make sure to click on the links in the description of this episode and make sure to join the fun with us and do it in style. Official Cluck headbands, official Cluck beanies just in time for the holiday season for you and or that loved one. Looks great in the cold plunge. If you are one of those people, hit the cold plunge with the Cluck beanie. And maybe we'll feel different about it. You never know if we see some pics. But make sure to hit us up on all the socials at CluckCast. Throw us anything and everything you would like us to talk about, and we will absolutely do that for you. So we thank you all for listening. We'll catch you on the next episode of Cluck. Later.
Oh. holidays are here, and Kirkland's Home has everything you need to make this season shine. From beautiful tree decor and ornaments to cozy throws, candles, and festive accents, you'll find inspiring ways to deck every hall. Explore thoughtful holiday gifts for everyone on your list at prices that make celebrating even brighter. Come visit Kirkland's Home and discover great deals across the store as you decorate, gift, and gather. Kirkland's Home, your destination for a beautifully decorated holiday season. Come see us today.